Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenney moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Kenney moves to third. Munson moves to second. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blomberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shaw moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Shaw scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blomberg. Patek reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Piniella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 2, Royals, 2. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund fires to first and picks off Clark. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Royals 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kenny hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Royals 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's Yankees, 3, Royals, 3. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Royals 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedlund bunts towards third. Kenny catches it and throws to first to double up May. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Royals 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kenny. Piniella moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Frank Baker. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.